Blog Talk Radio.
Some days it seems like it's so hard to get out of bed. So many issues facing me is coming to a head. I stand in needing your anointing, Lord, cover me and renew in me the right spirit, please. Till that secret, sacred place in you, make an atmosphere to hear from you. Restore me so I'll be renewed. You kept me here and you see me through.
Oh. God can and God will see us through, so have no fear. Oh, God can and God will. No matter the trial, He's God and Him. We win.
We win. Mama prays for me. Late night coming in, I find her asleep on her knees. All grown up now, I understand why she prays so much. Incline your ear, I need your touch.
I die a little every day, yeah. So I keep pressing down as I answer your call. Give me more of you.
Good morning. Today is December 21st, 2019, and we're just 4 days till the celebrating of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Amazing Grace Ministries. We are destroying the yokes of bondage. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your co-host, Missionary Terry Rogers, which I'm filling in for Dr. Marie Carey, who is President and CEO of the Amazing Grace Ministries, as well as the host of this show. Announcements for this week. Look for Amazing Grace School of Ministry. The classes have been postponed. For more information, please contact Dr. Maria Carey at 309-750-7584. Our show, Destroying the Yokes, will be canceled on December 28, 2019, in observance of Christmas and New Year's. We will return January the 4th, 2020. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the staff of Amazing Grace Ministries. Blessings in the upcoming year, 2020. Thank you for tuning in to hear this exciting lesson in the series as we spoke on the joy of the season. Jesus is coming. Today, we are going further with the joy of the season. Jesus is here, the heart of the season. The Lord is with us. Now, let's get into the lesson. the heart of the season. The Lord is with us. Emmanuel. Matthew 1, 22 through 25, and this is the King James Version. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son. And he called his name Jesus. Luke 1, 45 through 55, and this is the New Living Translation. The Magnificent Mary's Song of Praise. 45 says, You are blessed because you believe that the Lord would do what he said. And Mary responded in 46, Oh, how my soul praises the Lord, how my spirit rejoices in God, my salvation. For he took notice of his lowly servant, and from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One is holy, and he has done great things for me. He shows mercy from generation to all who fear him. His mighty arm has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and haughty ones. He has brought down princes from their thrones and exalted the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away with empty hands. He has helped his servant Israel and remembered to be merciful, for he had this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his children forever. Romans 8, 38 through 39, and this is the King James Version. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us always remember that it was because of Jesus that we have this chance at life. No matter what is going on in your life, remember he was born for you, you, and even you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for your Son and our Savior. 1 John 4, 18, King James Version. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We are blessed. We are blessed because God has brought us a promise, and it has come true in the birth of his only begotten Son, Jesus. We do not read that the Virgin Mary did herself proclaim the honor done to her, but she hid it in her heart, and therefore God sent an angel to attest it. Those who seek not their own glory shall have the honor that comes from God. It is reserved for the humble. In the name that shall be given to her Son, thou shalt in all his name a Savior. Jesus is the same name with Joshua, the termination only being changed for the sake of conforming it to the Greek. Joshua is called Jesus. After marrying Joseph, Mary bore several children: James, Joseph, Judas, the same as Jude, Simeon, and some daughters. She gave birth to Jesus in Bethlehem while she and Joseph were engaged, but not yet married. Mary will give praise unto the Lord after visiting her cousin Elizabeth, who would give birth to the forerunner, John the Baptist. In verses 46 through 56, Mary gives blessings unto the Lord for his choosing her over others to give birth to the gift that will change our lives in the form of Jesus Christ. This woman who is pregnant while engaged to a respectable man understands and gives honor to God, her Savior. Mary's song is commonly referred to as the Magnificent. There are several things striking about this scripture. First, it is filled with Old Testament concepts and phrases. In addition, it is modeled after 1 Samuel 2, 1 through 10, which Hannah prayed. Second, the song reveals Mary's deep piety and the knowledge of Old Testament and her familiarity with the scriptures. Third, in essence, the song reveals a God who vindicates the downtrodden and ministers to the hungry. 1 Samuel 2 and 5, Mary's song can be divided into four parts. Verses 46 through 48 praises God for what he has done for Mary. It says, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed." Verses 45, 49, and 50 says, it mentions God's power, holiness, and mercy. "For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation." Verses 51 through 53 shows God's serving acting in reversing certain social conditions. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. Verses 54 through 56 recalls God's mercy to Israel. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, to his seed forever, and Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. God's love for us paid the ultimate price in that he sent his son, that was a birth by a woman who was a virgin, and that child will be called Emmanuel. Love is the driving force of the Christmas story. God so loved the world that he sent his son into this world to save us from our sins. And so this season, as we focus on God's love for us, let's make room in our hearts for Jesus as Christmas draws near. God came down to earth, became human, lived among us, and modeled love each day. He showed us that our daily life is not separate from our faith. Our whole life, even thoughts and actions, can show love in our world. Love, knowing your love, is what every person desires. We all want to feel valuable and know that we matter. Though we may not always feel loved by those around us, the truth is God loves us unconditionally. He doesn't love us because of anything we do or don't do. He just simply loves us. We can't buy his love or get rid of it. Nothing should be able to separate us from the love of God. Romans 8, 38, 39, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And I'm also going to read it for us in the Amplifier version. "For I am convinced and continue to be convinced beyond any doubt that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the unlimited love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Once that truth is rooted deep inside of us, we can begin to see ourselves the way God does and love ourselves in a healthy way. And then out of that, his love can flow through us to others. God's love changes us. It softens our hearts and allows us to see other people the way God sees them. When we understand God's love, we really do begin to live differently. We have to love people for who they are and not for who we want them to be, because this is the way that God loves us. He knows that we are wretches undone, but nevertheless, he loves us. He reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He's not partial with his love. Let's begin to tell the Lord how much we love him, how much we adore him, how much we thank him for loving us, especially in times when we didn't and don't love ourselves, or when we feel no one else loves us. How he is the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the Prince of peace, the everlasting Father. Oh, glory to God's name. Christmas time is a perfect time to live out the love God sent us through Jesus. But the real challenge is to continue feeling and showing that love when Christmas is over, so that it fills the entire year. Celebrate this season with an expectant heart, savoring the holidays, and looking forward with excitement to receiving the greatest gift God has ever given to us, Jesus. Emmanuel, God is with us. God loves us so much that he sent his one and only son. He loves us so much that he did something about it. He gave. Mary proceeded from adoration to celebration. She proclaims God's power. She is in awe of he that is might, the one whose great power has touched her life and now ours. Let's recap on how this season should draw our hearts back to reflect on what has been done and propel us onward into a new year of expectation and readiness for his next glorious appearing. Now, this little excerpt comes from Joyce Myers. The fact that God loves you is one of the most important truths you would need to know. We are created to receive and give love. God's love is a gift to us, and we need to release it to others through our words and actions. Spend some time this week thinking about God's love for you. Write down your favorite scriptures that remind you of his love. Then be intentional about loving others with God's love this week. Think about the people you will be with, and then think about what their needs may be. Ask God how you can demonstrate his love to others. For love truly is the heart of the season. In conclusion, Jesus is hope for the season. Romans 15 and 13, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So let us continue to see him in his exaltation. This child, Son of God, Son of Man, is given to us. He is in capacity to do us a great deal of kindness, for he is invested with the highest honor and power. He is given great dignity, and the name he has is above every name. He shall be called, and therefore we are sure he is and shall be Wonderful Counselor. His people shall know him and worship him by these names. And as one that fully answers them, they shall submit to him and depend upon him. He is Wonderful He is Counselor. Justly is he called Wonderful, for he is both God and man. His love is the wonder of angels and glorified saints in his birth, life, death, resurrection, and ascension. He was wonderful. A constant series of wonders attended him, and without controversy, great with the mystery of godliness concerning him. He is the Counselor. For he was intimately acquainted with the counsels of God from eternity, and he gives counsel to the children of men, in which he consults our welfare. It is by him that God has given us counsel. Psalm 16 and 7, Revelation 3 and 18. He is the wisdom of the Father and is made of God to us wisdom. Some join these together. He is the Wonderful Counselor, a wonder or miracle of a counselor. In this, as in other things, he has the preeminence none teaches like him. He is a mighty God, God the Mighty One. As he has wisdom, so he has strength to go through with his undertaking. He is able to save to the utmost. And such is the work of the mediator that no lesser power than that of the mighty God could accomplish it. He is the everlasting Father, or the Father of eternity. He is God, one with the Father, who is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the author of everlasting life and happiness to them. And so is the Father of a blessed eternity to them. He is the Father of the world to come, the Father of the gospel state, which is put in subjection to him, not to the angels. Hebrews 2 and 5. He was from eternity, Father of the great work of redemption. His heart was upon it. It was the product of his wisdom as the Counselor and of his love as the everlasting Father. He is the Prince of Peace. As a king, he preserves the peace, commands peace. He creates peace in his kingdom. He is our peace. And it is his peace that both keeps the heart of his people and rules in them. He is not only a peaceable prince and his reign peaceable, but he is the author and giver of all good, all that peace which is in the present and future bliss of his subjects. Let us pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, forgive us for the sins we have committed, sins knowing and unknowingly. God, forgive us for the times when we didn't love you as we should. Thank you for being the sovereign God. There is none like you. There never will be another that can take your place. You deserve all the honor, all the glory, and all the praises. You are the reason for the season. You are the joy of the season. You are the center of joy. If there is no joy, it's because we fail to allow you to reign in and out of our lives. There is no failure in you, God, because with God, failure is not an option. We declare and decree victory in Jesus' name for this season. Jesus, you are the reason for every season. Cover us with your blood. Keep us in the center of your will. Be with us during this time. Wrap your loving arms around us. Bless each listener one by one, name by name. Only you and them alone knows exactly what they need. Look on them. Supply the need. You bless us so that we can bless others. Bless the woman of God, Dr. Carrie, on today. Encourage her heart because you use her to encourage us. We love you, Jesus. We magnify you. We honor you. Be with us in everything that we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Look for us in the new year. We will talk to you then. Be blessed.